This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you making it out there? You still scared? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You paranoid? Or are you just kind of living life? I guess it depends on what area of the country you're in, huh? You happen to be in one of these big urban indoctrination centers known as cities. Well, guess what? The coronavirus, a.k.a. Chinese Wuhan, is everywhere. That's right. New York, areas of Connecticut, New Jersey, California still quarantined. So maybe that's why it's not spreading as much as it would be normally. But yeah, the U.S., we're told, has surpassed China in outbreaks. I want you to understand, people, they still want you panicked. I mean, I don't know how you are. I am going out living my life, but I'm outside. I'm in a suburb. I'm where, you know, people just kind of, we social distance by default to some degree because we're not on top of each other. Have you been in New York in a while? I haven't been in a while since Fox fired me. I was up there a couple times for some other media. But, yeah, I'm pretty much saying stay out of those places because it's pretty much impossible to keep yourself at a social distance. Everywhere you go, there are lots of people. That's what happens when you put, what, 18, 19, 20 million people in a pretty small area. But, yeah, we're supposed to believe now that the U.S. is the new epicenter for Chinese Wuhan. No longer is it China. In the Wuhan province, where, you know, millions of people live, in a country where the population is 1.5 billion, they probably can't even count them fast enough in China. Yeah, the Wuhan province of China, where all this started, and they've got it under control, and now the new epicenter is America. So what? Italy has 4 or 5 times the deaths of America. I don't know what our count is, but I know they want you panicked. And it's funny, because it's a double-edged sword for the Democrats, because they go, you should be panicked, you should stay quarantined, but when the president says, hey, listen, we may end up quarantining New York, New Jersey, and parts of New Jersey and Connecticut. Then the mayor of New York, or the governor of New York, says, that's an outrage. That's waging war against New York. Really? It's waging war against New York, where something like 42% of the new cases of Chinese Wuhan are occurring, where 34% of the people who are dying from the disease are dying in this one state. And you're wondering why the president is considering a quarantine? He's already issued a travel ban, but he said, I want New Yorkers to monitor themselves. Don't go anywhere. Don't spread this. I told you, though, Democrats want this disease spread. They are living on the crisis that this creates. In fact, I heard de Blasio say something along the lines of, this could go on for quite some time. Kind of like what? The flu? Kind of like breathing? It's going to go on quite some time until it stops. That's kind of how life works. Your breathing will continue until it doesn't. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Democrats continue their scare tactics on Americans. They say the Chinese Wuhan virus deaths in America doubled in a day. Well, I don't know if you've ever done something to the second, you know, to the second power, like double, like it's 2 to the 3rd, 2 to the 4th, 2 to the 5th, 2 to the 6th, but it gets bad quick. So let's put it this way. If it's 1,000 today and it's 2,000 tomorrow, then it's 4,000 the next day, then it's 8,000 the next day, 16,000 the next day, 32,000 the next day, 64,000, 128, 256, 512, 1,024, 2,048, 4,096. Do you get what I'm saying? It moves pretty quick. So they want you to understand that this pandemic is not over. You still must remain in panic mode. Come the rest of this week, no matter what the Dow does, you must take your money out. You got to live as if the apocalypse is happening right now. The zombies are after you. Because that's the only way that they win. Yeah. How many people have survived the dreaded Wuhan virus? I saw that it's 98.6%. I keep asking, all these celebrities that are getting the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, what's going on with them? They're surviving. Oh, it was the most horrible thing. Oh, I sequestered, I quarantined, but it was horrible. It was worse than anything I've ever felt, but I survived. Interesting. You know what I say about things when I'm going through sickness? I go, man, it's the worst I've seen and heard in a while. The worst I ever felt in a while. You want to know why? Because you forget how bad it felt the last time something hit you. I remember when a flu hit me, I lost 14 pounds. It was years ago, but I do remember saying, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. And then just recently when I got that virus and I was in a Mar-a-Lago, and I came back, for all I know, it was a Chinese Wuhan. It was horrible. It was the worst sore throat I felt since the last worst sore throat I felt. The other, you feeling me? You feeling what a brother's saying? But I'm asking, how many people have survived the dreaded Wuhan? I gave you the number. How many medical people now have face masks and ventilators? Because the SEIU miraculously found some. De Blasio in New York, they miraculously found some. Manufacturers miraculously found some. People that were in a cabal to make it appear as though we're all going to die. There's not enough hospital beds. We don't have enough medical personnel. Hey, thank you, Obamacare. How many areas in America is the Chinese Wuhan virus practically non-existent? How many states where the death rate is less than 2? Do you even know? How many people have it, have no symptoms? Never even going to get sick. Do we talk about them? They've been exposed. Why didn't they get sick? Maybe they're part of the cure. We have mapped the human genome. And people are going, oh, man, I don't know. If there's any time in life that we should have less fear of pandemics, it's today. Because we have these ways to detect stuff. Matt Walsh tweeted this. Knox County Mayor in Tennessee says his area has seen 9 suicides in just the last 2 days. Portland police reported a 23% increase in suicide-related calls in the first week of the lockdown. Stop pretending that destroying people's livelihoods has no fatality of its own. We come back, we'll talk more about that. Because, see, the left doesn't care what they're doing to you. They don't care what panic they put you in. That's their job, is to make you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was told that this psychology is legit. I believe it. They say that what women want the most in a relationship, and ladies, you correct me if I'm not correct here, is you want safety. You will not go for the hunk and go for the guy who has a good job. He's not as hunky, but he's got a good job. He's a good provider. He's very stable, etc. Oh, don't misunderstand me. You'll date the bad boy, but you'll marry the dude that has stability. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. You want safety. It's one of your basic needs. It's a Maslow need, one of the top priorities that you want to feel safe. As a baby, you gravitate to your parents because they provide these base needs. You don't get into, you know, this is the hierarchy of needs. You don't get into self-actualization and all that kind of stuff until you get older. Right now, you just want to be fed. You need a warm place to lay your head down. You know, you need to be able to rest, and you want to feel safe. And then women tend to, and look, this is not, you know, sexist conversation. It's just that guys, we're risk takers. We're like, nobody's going to take care of me. I will take care of myself, you know, and maybe it's because of the physical nature of guys, you know. We tend to be bigger and stronger and more warlike. And so, you know, if it's just about me and my survival, no problem. You know, when guys soften, we were just talking about this buddy of mine the other night. His name is Raymond McCallum, Wild Man McCallum. And Raymond is a butt kicker, man. Raymond's in his 60s now, and I promise you, you do not want to mess with this dude. But one of my friends, John, who listens to the program, he says, oh, Kevin, since Raymond had his daughter, he calmed down a lot. Kids calm us down. Men, they take the warrior. I mean, they don't take the warrior spirit out of you, but they take the warrior, that sort of instinct to want to go to war. They take it out of you because you start thinking about humanity more. And so, you know, I don't want to say feel your fear, because it's not about your fear at that point, but you start thinking about, I got to be around for my kid and things like that. But women come up with a different attitude. They're not warlike by nature. I'm not saying a woman won't go to blows with you, because in the eighth grade, Margie was one of the toughest chicks in the school. Everybody was afraid of Margie. But anyway, as you grow up, you know, no offense, Margie, but you ain't that big of a deal now that I'm an adult. Got a little strength behind me, you know. But women don't grow up with that warlike mentality. And so they look for guys to protect, not only physically, but also emotionally and financially. It's just the way it is. Don't get mad at me. I think many women would agree. And quite frankly, I don't know whether they do or not, and I don't care. But knowing that, it's that alleviation of fear. And so, this is what brings me to Donald Trump. Trump alleviates your fears. Your fear of hospitalization. He got rid of Obamacare. He said, you can have pre-existing conditions. We're changing the healthcare system. We're going to revamp it. And you know what? Based on every other thing that he's done, you're going, I don't fear that as much as I did with Obama. I'll put it to this. Obama had most Americans scared to death in every aspect of our lives. We were scared about our jobs. You might have had a job, but you were afraid of losing it. You were afraid there was no job mobility. You were afraid to spend your money. Why do you think there's such a vibrant economy for 4 years since President Trump got elected? When he was president-elect, that was his first best Christmas season. Every season since has been better than the other one. And I'm going to make you a bet. Even under the Chinese Wuhan scare, this will be the best Christmas season yet. The retailers will make more money than ever before. Even with all the scare, Donald Trump alleviates fears. He alleviates your fears that I don't have to save as much. You know, you save, but you're like, I can save, but I don't have to worry about my savings. You put your money in your 401k, you're like, I feel very confident it's going to go up. Look, despite what's happening right now with the stock market, you know what people are going to be doing? They are going to be investing. People see the market for what it is. This is the time to get in because this guy's made it safe. You worried about travel internationally outside of Chinese Wuhan? We were traveling like crazy. We were spending money. America still remains the biggest group of people who travel around the world. It'd be even bigger than the Chinese in terms of dollar power per capita. So Trump made you feel safe. He created jobs. You had a fear of isolation with Obama because you were broke. Now you have more money, more free time to spend with family and friends, etc. The Democrats, they want you worried. What about the people who are now worried about employment? They're now worried about medical needs in other areas. If I have a heart attack, if I have a stroke, if I have diabetes, the hospitals are flooded with all these Chinese Wuhan people. Democrats should be ashamed of their actions. Politicizing something where all Americans should be coming together as one unhyphenated America. Go to unhyphenatedamerica.org. Chris Harris is my executive director over there, and he writes on this stuff. He talks about this stuff all the time. The most majority of Americans want what's best for this country. Take politics out of it. I saw a thing where a first responder was headed to work. I think it was in Britain, and the whole neighborhood clapped for her as she got ready to get in her car. She started crying. That's the American spirit. Look, I'm happy that the British do it, but if I know that somebody in my neighborhood is a first responder and that time she's going to go to work, I may get up and clap and go, you know what, thank you for getting out there being on the front lines. Here's a question I asked some leftists. I said, what if the Chinese Wuhan virus was a biological attack on America, instigated by the Chinese for the very reason that we're going through? What would you say then? Well, I'm going to give you the answer. I didn't wait on theirs. They would feel identically the same way. They would still be happy that it occurred under Trump. They would be happy that it's devastating the stock market, that will have a negative impact on the economy, that it is making people die. I talked about the suicide rate going up right now. It's undeniable. The suicide rate is jumping up. You know what? Democrats love it. They were right about it. Suicide rate jumping up in the time of Trump. I remember the suicide rate going up in the time of Obama. Not because we had any pandemics, because it was Obama. People were fearful. Leftists hate this country, folks, because they didn't get the person elected that they wanted. A criminal, Hillary Clinton. And they want to make you pay, no matter what. And if the Chinese Wuhan virus were specifically directed at America by the Chinese, there are leftists in this country who would cheer for the Chinese and the other side. And the devastation is created here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the small business loan program is ready to go.
The key point here is I think the arrangements and the adjustments have been made. Mr. Mnuchin has said we're open for business on this.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate also ticked up to 4.4%. Those numbers don't include the 10 million Americans that have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 2 weeks. The FBI is coming out with another warning about scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. Americans are advised to be on high alert for anyone pitching unsolicited investment opportunities. Caution is also advised about any entity seeking donations in cash, gift card, or by wire transfer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a little bit about leadership as well. Joe talked about bankruptcy. Joe, if my memory is correct, you helped write that bankruptcy bill.
I did not.
All right.
Senators Biden and Carper have worked tirelessly for years on this legislation. And they've taken some tough votes to get it done, and I admire them for it. You would expect senators from Delaware, which is the corporate state, to do their best to get this bill through, but they did.
A few moments ago, we completed action on the bankruptcy bill. I want to particularly thank all of our colleagues for the work on the bill, in particular Senator Grassley and Senator Hatch, Senator Sessions, and others on both sides of the aisle who've been working on this legislation for lo these many years, 7 or 8 years, I was told by Senator Biden a while ago.
That was Joe Biden being caught in a lie. Bernie Sanders actually pointed that out during a debate, and then somebody spliced together two clips where, and of course Biden denied it, right? And then they found the clips where Biden's been being thanked for all of his efforts to get this bill through. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I gotta tell you, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this segment. Cause it made me think about all the things going on with, the Chinese Wuhan virus. They got, you know, states on lockdown, including my state. We're on lockdown. You can go out to get your essentials, but you can't go out and picnic and ride bikes or whatever else. You are no longer a citizen over effectively a flu virus. And they're talking, oh, it could have been a million people that died. I'm telling you, that's all hype. So Donald Trump can say, oh, only 20,000 died. And I know, you know, when you only 20,000 died, if you're in that number, it's a sad state of affairs, but you're going to be in a number. One of these days, you're going to be a statistic, a death statistic. So it is what it is. How about we just understand that and not try to make it too emotional? They've taken away our liberties over this stuff, but I'll get back to that. I want to talk about something that it cracks me up. You know things are bad in your party when people tell you that a lack of enthusiasm for your campaign is a good thing. I'm going to repeat that. A lack of enthusiasm. Now, I understand it. I understand the lack of enthusiasm for Joe Biden. I have been talking to you about this. I told you, there's nobody out there going, man, oh man, I can't wait for that Joe Biden to become president. Woo, he gonna pay all my bills. Yeah. Remember the enthusiasm in 2008 over Barack Obama? People talking about, it's gonna be revolutionary, man. I mean, some of you who voted for that clown because he's black went, man, we gonna solve all these racial problems, everything. Oh, y'all were like the chick that thought she was gonna get all her bills paid. Oh, there's some of you out there. Don't feel bad. We forgive you. I warned you. I said he's a silk suit and a crocodile smile, but he ain't got much more than that. And that's what he delivered. Absolutely nothing. But boy, did he have enthusiasm. Let me tell you, I don't believe we will ever see that level of enthusiasm across the board in a long time, nor will we ever have that much enthusiasm squandered. Now, Donald Trump has a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm going to get to that. But what I want to tell you is this chick, her name is Tiana Lowe. She wrote in MSNBC an opinion piece, and she said that Joe Biden's lack of enthusiasm could actually play to his favor. And I said, oh, my Lord, the Kevin Jackson Show has heard it all. And I had to come share this with you because who knew that the lack of enthusiasm could actually be a good thing? It's kind of like you go into, you're meeting the person of your dreams, right? You're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right. And you walk into some place and, you know, you walk up to a girl that you think is her and you go, what's up, young lady? And she says, oh, it's you. Yeah, that's her. You just found her. Miss Enthusiasm. Can you believe a lack of enthusiasm is a good thing? That's what Tiana Lowe, and I will tell you, there was a disclaimer at the top of the thing that says, these are the opinions of the author. Even MSNBC had to put a disclaimer and say, look, we don't know if we are going to go all this place with it, right? A lack of enthusiasm. Where has a lack of enthusiasm helped you? Does it help you in your job? Does it help? Hey, let me tell you something. True story. My youngest son, he's down, he says to me, he's studying the chemical elements. And he bring, you know, he's on, he's going through all of them, but I told you guys we did metals before, so we were doing hydrogen. And I was telling him, you know, he's telling me the atomic, you know, it's the first element, lightest element, et cetera. And I said, you know, it's really cool because people that study quantum physics love the hydrogen atom because it's the only atom where quantum physics actually works because it's only got one electron and one proton. So there's nothing bouncing around in there to screw around with the electron. So you can apply the principles of quantum physics and they love it. I said, but when you move on to helium, you got a problem because now you got two atoms and I'm explaining how they bump into each other and they sort of mess up the whole theory of quantum physics, or, you know, how to do the math. It's complicated math. So I'm explaining this, and I was explaining the atom to my son and all this, and he comes back later and he says that his mom said that she was telling me how enthusiastic he was about how I explained it, how it made him think about it differently, and so on and so forth. And he became enthusiastic about studying the next element, and I told him how to calculate the atomic mass and the density. You know, there's a correlation between that, and you can tell where something fits in the atomic scale by how you do those math calculations and so on. And it'll tell you, you know, how hard it is and so on and so forth. So he got very interested. He got passionate. Let me ask you, when you or in your career, when you find people that are like, I need to find myself and all this, you know what they're lacking? They're lacking enthusiasm for what it is that they're doing. That's what they're lacking. You've worked with people that have zero enthusiasm for their job. It is a job. It is a career. It isn't even something they chose. It's something that pays the bills. And then you've seen people that love what they do. They don't care what the money is. And let me tell you, it warms your heart to see that enthusiasm. It is a guttural response. And what the Democrats are trying to tell you, this lady, is that I don't care about the guttural response. It's not going to matter. So she says this, a new Washington Post ABC News poll has confirmed what the political commentariat has long suspected. Democrats, who previously elected our first black president and then the first female nominee, aren't terribly excited about voting for the 77-year-old Joe Biden. She tells us the obvious. You're thinking, it can't be any good news coming after this. They were enthusiastic about Obama. She wants you to believe they were enthusiastic about Hillary. They cheated to get her in. And they're going, it's super passionate, not so passionate, and wah, 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 on Biden. That's what she's telling you. And here's what she goes on to write. Whereas 86% of registered Trump supporters polled reported being enthusiastic, just 74% of Biden supporters said the same. Now, before I even go into the next part of her discussion here, I'm going to tell you, 74% of the Democrats are not enthusiastic about Biden. That is a blatant lie. That poll, I guarantee you, is weighted in some kind of way. Because you cannot be excited about a 77-year-old Captain Demento being the head of your party. She goes on. More stark is the breakdown. Among Trump supporters, 55% reported being very enthusiastic and 32% somewhat so. That's the 87%. She said 86. She was wrong. She says for Biden, those figures were nearly reversed, with just 28% being of his enthusiastic supporters claiming they were very, and 46% saying somewhat so. So let me tell you what that 46% is. They're saying, is there anybody else? Can somebody else come along and save us? I asked you before, I said, look at Latinos excited about Biden. You think they're going to be throwing parties and Cinco de Mayo celebrations and quinceañeras over Biden? What, are you kidding? You think black folks, I ask this question, do you think black people are waiting for Biden? He's, oh, man, shoot. Woo, we can't wait to get rid of Trump and get Biden, because Biden is going to change things for the brothers. Said no black person ever. You think young women care? You think educated women care? For them, it's just, okay, insert Democrat, I'll vote, but I'm not enthusiastic, which means I may not come out, which means I may have better things to do. So this is where they stand with their candidate. Not great news for Biden, but here's what she says. But it still might not matter when it comes to Election Day. When we come back, I want to continue talking about this to show you how desperate the Democrats
are. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For you, because as you've been seeing, our healthcare system seems to be crumbling underneath this crisis. There is not enough. There's not enough support for the healthcare system. There's not enough support for the American people inside of the healthcare system. Are you now reconsidering your position when it comes to single payer healthcare?
Single payer will not solve that at all. The thing that is needed is, for example,
We have a whole number of hospitals that are being so stretched, including rural hospitals, they're going to need more financing. That doesn't come from a single payer system. That comes from the federal government stepping up and dealing with the concerns that they have, the reimbursement that they're going to get, how they're going to be able to move forward, and how they're going to be able to provide all the needed help that are needed in their communities. This is an opportunity to look at reconstructing the healthcare system in a way that, in fact, can respond more rapidly and more effectively.
That was Joe Biden effectively admitting that Obamacare sucked. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. So I'm talking about this a woman. Her name is Tierra something. Tiana Lowe of MSNBC. She's talking about Biden's lack of enthusiasm. The people not being that enthusiastic about the candidate is actually a good thing. And here's what she says. She got the numbers wrong, but 87% of registered Trump supporters reported being enthusiastic. 74% of Biden's registered supporters said the same. But the breakdown was what got her. She says among Trump supporters, 55% very enthusiastic, 32% somewhat so. For Biden, nearly reversed. 28% of his supporters very enthusiastic, 46% somewhat so. Not great news for Biden, she says, but it won't matter when it comes down to election day. But she left herself some wiggle room because she said it still may not matter. I mean, that's pretty definitive. It still may not matter, or it might. In 2016, all Donald Trump had was enthusiasm. I want you to remember anybody that you knew that was a early adopter for Trump. Robert Davi, the actor, I was with Robert, and he was an early adopter. And I'm telling you, I could name five or six of them, some you know, some you don't, who were so enthusiastic for Trump, it was insane. And I remember, because I was trying to stay very neutral because I was on TV a lot and being asked this question. I said, I'm just going to stay out of it. But I noticed the level of enthusiasm for people that supported Trump was at a level that I didn't see in any other candidate. People supported Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others, but not like they were doing Trump. His enthusiasm rate was crazy. And let me tell you, there was no polling that was great for Trump. He was always in the 20s. Almost every poll, by the time it got to the point where he was the candidate, almost every poll, I think, except one, had him losing. Yet, Trump was filling arenas all over America with, wait for it, with enthusiastic crowds. Donald Trump was getting 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 people, the same thing that he was doing leading up to the Chinese Wuhan. That's what he did leading up to the election in 2016. And people dismissed it. Democrats told Americans that Trump's crowds were not an indicator of the excitement over the candidate. They said the electorate was interested in the train wreck. They were going there to see what he was about, to kick the tires, to lampoon him, to laugh at him. They talked about his crowds were full of vitriolic people that would beat up leftists if he showed up, etc. And it got to the point where, you guys will remember this, they did everything they could to disrupt Donald Trump's events. Remember in Chicago? They paid union thugs to go down there and beat people up, and then they canceled that particular event because Donald Trump, even though the left was telling you these mean nothing, they were doing everything they could to stop it because they saw the momentum. But this girl, Tiana Lowe, wants you to believe that enthusiasm is not needed. Yeah. Well, that Trump train ran smack over Hillary Clinton, killing the hope and change that Democrats needed in order to keep screwing America. Now, how does this play in Biden's favor? For starters, she says, the Washington Post noted that Mitt Romney, John McCain, and John Kerry, who all had enthusiasm deficits halfway through their general election years, managed to narrow the gaps by November. Although, yes, all three did lose. Democrats have disproportionately reported beating Trump
as their highest priority this year, and they probably won't let Biden's, get this, ordinariness get in the way of showing up to vote. So she's saying, despite Biden's lack of enthusiasm, everybody hates Trump to such a degree that they're going to race to the polls to get rid of the guy that gave them the highest stock markets ever, record days in a row of stock market growth, record days of 401k growth, which, by the way, are coming back. They mistimed this Chinese Wuhan thing, gave them the best economy. Oh, Kevin, it's going to be massive unemployment when they report the numbers, yeah? And then there's going to be massive employment right after that. So they want you to believe that the guy that everybody's got confidence in dealing with Russia, in dealing with China, in dealing with Iran, in dealing with the global pandemic and all these other things is suddenly going to become very unpopular. Why? Because people don't know him. They're going to go, we don't know. He's untested. Okay. She goes on to say this. With the coronavirus shutting down the country, even the most partisan political of people are probably thinking more about their own lives than the presidential election. The pandemic has robbed Biden, who clinched a nearly insurmountable lead over Bernie Sanders, of a chance to clinch the Democrat nomination du jour and declare himself the nominee. Two more reasons as to why Biden was going to get his butt kicked in the general election. That's even if he's the Democrat's choice. Now, you guys have heard me talking about Brutus, right? A2 Brute, lurking in the shadows of the Senate chambers. I'm talking about Cuomo, Governor Cuomo. I mean, what is this writer smoking? She chooses three previous presidential losers and marvels at how they narrow their gaps. Then she picks a virus that practically removed Biden from the news cycle. By the way, a godsend for his campaign. And she says, these are the reasons why he doesn't need any enthusiasm. There's no gain here. But then she keeps going on. She makes the case for Creepy Joe as it relates to the Chinese Wuhan virus. And here's what she says. Furthermore, Biden has made a calculated decision not to weaponize the coronavirus, although he has enlisted a shadow cabinet of sorts to critique Trump's handling of the pandemic publicly. Biden's own criticism of Trump has followed the narrative of his campaign, focusing on Trump's personal penchant for lying without vilifying the entire Republican Party. And even Chuck Todd tried to goad Biden into claiming Trump had blood on his hands. Biden refused to take the bait. That's the honorable and right response to such a question, and although not geared at galvanizing one's political base. So what's funny is she's saying Biden didn't do what he needed to do in order to get his base enthusiastic because he took the high road. And then she says he made a calculated decision. Well, let's be clear. Joe Biden makes no calculated decisions. Yeah, he suffers from dementia, and he's incapable of coherence. If anybody calculated anything in the Biden household about strategy, it is Dr. Jill Biden. And I talked to you guys the other day, a friend of mine wrote a piece about her orchestrating this whole thing about letting her demented husband run. She shouldn't let him run. Anyway, here's some other things she goes on to say. Even if Biden maintains something of an enthusiasm gap, it may not matter as a pure issue of mathematics. Bernie Bros in San Francisco and Bushwick may loathe Biden and feel no interest in voting for him, but they'll never vote for Trump. Suburban women who flipped the House in 2018 may not love Biden, but they might turn out in greater numbers for him than they did for Hillary, the most divisive woman in politics. She wrote this. After all, even as a general election tightens, and it usually does with an incumbent, Biden has retained his dominance over Trump in swing state counties, etc. Look, I'm not even going to finish the rest of this. She's trying to make a case that Donald Trump's enthusiasm, which shows up in the polls as 87%, 55% being very enthusiastic, Biden, who's at 74%, 13 points lower, and his very enthusiastic is 28%, that is a recipe for success. That's what I want you to understand. Now, look, I'm a mathematician, and I'm a logical guy. I understand the numbers. How did you come to this? What could you possibly... The only thing you could be doing here is saying, I have to... Somebody said, you've got to write a puff piece for Joe Biden, and you got to make people feel good. You know, you got to find something in there that's going to make them want to, you know, support old Joe. And that's what she wrote.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.